Who are you?
I'm Alex from Franz Ferdinand.
Alex, who else is in Franz Ferdinand? Could you introduce them, please?
This is Bob.
I'm Bob.
And this is Nick.
Hi.
And this is Paul.
Hello there.
Right off the bat, Paul, is it true that you are a human guinea pig?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
What exactly did that entail? And it was regarding your tail, wasn't it?
I had my tail removed for medical science. No, the times were hard, and
he was lazy.
I was lazy, and yeah. I had to pay my rent, so I decided to have some fat removed from my backside, and a whole lot of other things which wasn't worth £250, which is what of your Canadian dollars? £250?
That's about $500.
Nah, not that much.
What did you think, Alex, about your bandmate there having to have some flesh taken out? Was that how bad it was in the early days of Franz Ferdinand?
It was. We were all sort of like incredibly impoverished. But I didn't think too much about it until he showed me the scars, and then I couldn't get the thought out of my head.
Now, are we allowed to see the scars at all, Paul?
Certainly not. What time does this go out? Is it?
Well, we'll make it goes out at the right time, no. So really, what did it feel like when you got it out? Like, was it hard to sit down? Did any other people get the flesh taken out? Like, when you signed up for this thing, did you know what was going to get taken out?
Back off, Sigmund. What the hell? Which question?
I'm just wondering, like, you sign up for this thing, were you, like, picked because you were, like, the rock guy? You'd have to get, you know, chunks out of your ass? Like, why did you get the chunk? Were there other people that signed up for this experiment?
I guess lots of people in Glasgow signed up for this experiment, yeah. Yeah, I was the poor sod that was nominated. No, but, no, I wouldn't do it again. Certainly not.
The thing is, we needed to get money together for the band to buy instruments and stuff, and we thought, well, we need to sell Paul's ass one way or another, so we might as well do it physically.
Well, we stop him from selling it one way.
I think it's just amazing, like, the band begins and, like, you sell your ass. And now, you guys, is it true you're editing The Guardian, the prestigious Garden newspaper?
Yeah.
Like, you're the editor. What's going on there? You're going to be editors of The Guardian.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? Yeah. They don't know what they've done.
Yeah.
From flesh removal to editing The Guardian. Is that how quick things have gone for Franz Ferdinand?
It is. It's astonishing, really, isn't it? It's astonishing. But, yeah, that's the truth of it.
Now, Alex, looking at your shoes, people seem to be fascinated by your shoes. Kids are fascinated by your shoes, aren't they?
Yeah, well, if you look, we've all got some interesting shoes on today. I think I'm wearing my conservative shoes just now. I'll put on my sparkly ones later on. I don't know. It's just all part of dressing, isn't it?
You said you'll never wear the Chuck Taylors on stage.
The what?
The Chuck Taylors.
What's a Chuck Taylor?
I don't like the Vans, you know, like the sport basketball type shoes.
I've got a nice pair of Vans. Yeah. And you've got a nice pair of
I wouldn't wear ones like that.
Yes, that's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering. What do you think about my shoes? How do they stack up for the Franz Ferdinand?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, it's just like every item of clothing, isn't it? You use it to express your personality, and you seem to have a lot of personality to express, as do we.
Well, the reason I wear them is I also play in a rock and roll band, and I like to jump around a bit.
Okay, right.
But, I mean, looking at your shoes, how do they work for the jumping around?
Oh,
I mean,
well,
just looking at your shoes, Franz Ferdinand, would we assume that you guys don't jump around
that much
on stage?
Quite the opposite. We jump around a lot. But what you've got to realize is with shoes like these, they've all got leather soles, so you can do lots of good sliding motions and skids across the stage and splits. And it's a different kind of dancing. We're not doing the kind of basketball dancing. We're doing a kind of, like, more
James Brownish type thing?
Yeah, a kind of James Brown. We're all going to get those capes as well and fling them off and get Glenn to put them back on again.
Now, speaking of shoes, look, Glenn is the guy you're making do everything, aren't you?
That's right.
Maybe we should explain. Who is Glenn?
Glenn's our friend who looks after us on tour.
It's more like we're looking after him sometimes.
Yeah, he's like a big baby, isn't he? Big incontinent baby.
Alex, speaking of shoes and such, and jumping around on stage, blisters. You've got quite a few blisters, haven't you? Wasn't that one of your earlier bands, The Blisters?
My God, you're a good researcher, aren't you? Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Now, what were the blisters like? What was it like with the era of The Blisters?
It was, I guess... similar, just a lot of sort of like teenage energy going and spazzing out on stage, maybe not as focused as we are today.
So here you are, Franz Ferdinand, in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, what are the Canadian connections to Franz Ferdinand?
We toured with Hot Hot Heat.
You toured with Hot Hot Heat. Yeah. You can't get more Canadian than that. Hot Hot Heat opened. No, you opened for Hot Hot Heat.
We opened for Hot Hot Heat. So we did a tour with them and the Fiery Furnaces, and Hot Hot Heat were great. We liked their attitude. They're a fun pop band, and they make people dance. They're cool.
Yeah. How about their shoes? How are they? The Hot Hot Heat have better shoes than me.
Dustin's got great boots. Yeah.
Good boots. So did Steve. He's got good shoes. But yeah. So is Paul and so is Dante. They're all got great shoes.
Yeah.
So Franz Ferdinand, any other Canadian connections? Hot Hot Heat opened, you opened for them.
My mother and my grandparents emigrated to Canada, lived here for 3 years, and then moved back to South Shields.
Whereabouts, and why did they leave?
They left in Toronto, they lived in Toronto, and they left again because they had name money. But that was ages ago in the 60s or something like that.
I was thinking another Canadian connection, which you haven't mentioned, Alex. Yummy Fur was the name of one of your bands, and Yummy Fur is a Canadian comic book by Chester Brown, right? Is that not true?
That's correct. Yeah, the Yummy Fur had an album called the Canadian Flag too. But Paul's more the Yummy Fur man than me. I just played bass for a little bit at the end.
Yeah. You guys had an album called the Canadian Flag?
With a Canadian flag on the front, yeah. Inside a hand.
That's when was that?
98 or something like that.
So we have Yummy Fur, we have Hot Hot Heat, we have your relatives, and then we also have the Monochrome set.
Oh my god, what's the Monochrome set connection?
Well, first off, what's the importance of the Monochrome set to Franz Ferdinand?
Well, for me, I know Bid, who is the singer of the Monochrome set, and he's been very supportive of music that I've done before, and I've written things for him and worked with him before. He's a cool guy.
And one of the dudes from the Monochrome set lives in Montreal now.
No.
Yes, another.
Which one?
I'm not sure. One of the dudes from the Monochrome set. Another connection to Franz Ferdinand. Yeah. And lastly, another Canadian connection, Isabel from Belle and
Sebastian.
Belle and Sebastian played her last gig ever with Belle and Sebastian in Toronto.
Oh, is that right? Toronto?
In Toronto.
Is that true?
Yes.
Belle and
Sebastian.
In fact, we part of the reason we had our band together is because of Belle and Sebastian. Mick, who plays the trumpet and bass sometimes in Belle and Sebastian, gave me an old bass guitar and said, do something useful with it. So I kind of taught Bob how to play it. And that's how the band sort of started.
And you guys are Franz Ferdinand. And one thing I've really been digging about you guys was this picture here. If you could just open this up. It's a nice little center spread we have here. And show it. Actually, right here. Right here we got the picture. I love this photo.
Great.
It's from the enemy. Now, does this symbolize everything about Franz Ferdinand right here?
We have friends. There's Hannah and Roxanne and Manuela and Celia and Joe. Mad Joe. That's Alana. That's us.
And they're dancing. Yeah, I'm wondering, who is that guy?
She's married to the lead singer of the Yummy Fur.
Yeah, that's right.
No way. Yes. Any connection in this photo? That's now, right. What I love...
No, I don't... I met him once at a party, but I can't remember his name.
Morrissey was there.
There's Morrissey. There's another Canadian connection.
But I do love this picture because it shows you like to get the girls dancing, and boy, they really are dancing there. But I love the indie rock nerd right at the front with the Swiss shirt.
Oh, he's a nice guy. I've spoken to him at parties, and he's very nice.
No, but that would be like me at the front with the Swiss shirt. Look, does that symbolize it? Because is that what it used to, let me cover this up. Is this what it used to be like at the gigs in Scotland before you started?
It's what it still is.
It's just like one guy at the front with a Swiss shirt.
Yes.
But now you've expanded it.
Yeah.
No. So you do know all...
Oh, right. Yes, that's right. We've invited these characters in and they all dance now.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's really interesting is you actually interviewed Morrissey for the NME.
That's right, yeah. We
In the NME.
Because Morrissey saw that guy wearing a Smith shirt. It's an NME, didn't he?
Something like that. But yeah, we interviewed him for the NME recently. And he's cool. He's really, and his new record's really good as well.
Now let's just say something right off the bat. Morrissey and NME, an interview. That doesn't usually go together, does it?
It doesn't. You see, the thing was, he hadn't done an interview for 12 years. He fell out really badly with the NME. They wanted to do a feature on him because they've kind of realized the error of their ways, and they realized what an important character he was. And history of music. They wanted to feature him, but he wouldn't talk to any journalists, so he asked us to interview him instead.
He used us as a medium, as a conduit.
And did they ended up asking all the questions? Did any of your questions get in, do you know?
Well, we prepared about 40 questions. It ended up just turning into a kind of conversation, really, and somebody sat with a tape recorder and recorded that, and is going to write up the article, so...
Hopefully it'll all come out. Actually, if you could show that picture one more time. This here, Alex, of Franz Ferdinand. Is this the chateau? Is this the legendary chateau place?
This is the chateau here. This is the last show that we did in the chateau. Hopefully we'll do some more. But this is on the 7th floor of an old Art Deco warehouse. You can see all the kind of crappy plumbing. We put all these lights in. We put the electricity in. Can you see any windows in the background? All the windows were done in, and we replaced them with friends of ours in Glasgow with bits of old perspex.
Our friends standard that was something like that.
That's right.
How hard was it to create the chateau? Because I understand it was like mummified pigeons and pigeon shit. Yeah. How hard is it to clean pigeon shit? What advice would you give to people trying to clean pigeon shit?
Buy a mask, because like the fumes from the pigeon, the dust can get into your lungs and give you horrific diseases and things. So, but you've no idea how hard pigeon shit is to clean off. It's impenetrable. What's this?
Brands and Countrymen. I missed that. Like
I never saw that. That's a good bit of work.
And a mummified pigeon. There are lots of dead things there.
Of dead things. Get professionals in because they're toxic.
Yeah.
And you guys.
Professionals are.
No, the pigeons.
Glenn is a professional,
yes. Sometimes, yeah. He's toxic as well, yeah. We've lost him, as usual.
And you guys are friends?
Ferdinand.
Here in Vancouver, British Columbia?
Yeah.
Canada! Now, Franz Ferdinand, you guys have a song called Cheating On
You.
Now, is that true that kind of has an early Beatles vibe to it? You kind of were thinking of the Beatles, weren't you? The early Beatles.
Yeah, definitely. There's something, I mean, as far as the Beatles go, like, for me personally, I love the early stuff when they played like really direct, raw pop music. And yeah, that's what we kind of wanted to do.
Because what I was thinking is, like, your band name, Franz Ferdinand, is very prim and proper. There are other Scottish bands, like the Kaisers.
Oh, yeah, the Kaisers. The Kaisers are a brilliant band. Like, they've got that total
early Beatles single.
Yeah, that sort of Cavern Club sort of beat feel about them. Yeah.
That's a total nobility type rock, gentry type rock thing, like Kaisers, Franz Ferdinand. And I was wondering, were you also influenced at all? Because I got a little hypothesis here. Were you influenced by these guys at all?
The Thanes,
Scotland.
They're another really cool band. I've got a guitar like that. Is that an old harmony? Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, they're from Edinburgh.
I used to put on gigs when I first started playing in Edinburgh.
Was that Lenny?
No, Lenny's a drummer. Lenny drums in the Wildebeests now, doesn't he?
Actually, we can find out about the... I did actually have a Wildebeest 7-inch right here.
Yeah, we mentioned the Wildebeest in there. They are. Yeah, these are all bands that we like to like playing about in Glasgow and sort of very much in Edinburgh as well.
I was thinking...
These are cool guys. They did a lot of stuff. And I think generally the history of bands in Scotland and in Glasgow and Edinburgh, their attitudes are... Yeah, shaped the way we are.
It's so cool that you give props to bands like the Thanes and the Kaisers. And my theory of that is if you turn it over on the back, look what it says. Distributed by K Records, Olympia, Washington. And of course, K was one of the pioneering labels that like imported and was fans of like Bell and Sebastian and stuff like that.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that, right? Yeah, I mean, Bell and Sebastian, of course. Yeah, very important for us too. Yeah.
That's Calvin Johnson's label, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Calvin Johnson was importing this Thane Scottish rock to North America way before the Scottish rock explosion of 2004. Of Yummy Fur.
We played with Dub Narcotic as well, this the last time they were in Glasgow, and Calvin Johnson threw a huge tantrum because we ate all these Tunnock's caramel logs, which are a Scottish delicacy. And he picked up the box
that
and
was him.
Fuck, man, there was a whole box of these! You ate his box of candy?
Yeah. I didn't realise it was his, but you know, I think he was a bit put out. He was looking forward to taking it home with him, I think. But.
Did he come out to see you in Seattle, or were there any K-Rockers that came out?
No.
I think it's so great that you know who K Records are, that like associated with it. Like, I'm linked to you guys through K Records, through Calvin.
Oh, wow, how's that?
Well, just because I bought the record.
Oh, right, okay.
Franz Ferdinand, you seem to be able to answer everything, and maybe you can help me a bit more. Just winding up here with Franz Ferdinand, what do you know about the Poets?
Oh, the Poets.
Scotland's number one group from the 1960s, the Poets.
Yeah, well, they were a beat group around about the same time as the Rolling Stones were sort of coming about, also managed by Andrew Lugoldy.
Scotland's number one group.
Well, I'm sure they were at one point. But again, so like, I guess they were... Yeah, they were sort of at the heart of that sort of independence or like beat combo sort of attitude, which I guess sort of was the beginning of where we ended up. But funny, Andrew Lugoldon, another connection there.
He lives in
Peru or something.
Oh, he's moved to LA because he got his next.
He lives in Vancouver now.
No! Does he?
Yes. He's gonna be at your gig tonight, I bet.
No way, really? Oh, that's good. Good because Andrew Lugoldon also produced our friend's band, which is V-Twin, and one of the guys that plays in V-Twin was in the original lineup of Franz Ferdinand.
And they mixed their album in Vancouver.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Michael and Jason came to mix it in Vancouver with Andrew Lugoldon.
Oh, wow. Gosh, we've got a lot of connections with Canada. Yep.
But the thing about Franz Ferdinand is it always goes back to one thing. It always goes back to one thing. It goes back to this, doesn't it? What is this, and who am I alluding to? And maybe can you try to play it?
Paris? I don't know. The stylophone?
Who plays the stylophone?
Roll Paris. David Bowie.
You're missing in a very important band. A band that you might have given their first break.
Me?
Not Morgan.
You had the Kazoo Club, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Alex, you had the Kazoo Club, and you put on lots of bands in Scotland.
How do you know this stuff? Yeah, yeah.
You put on all these gigs in Scotland. And what band did you give an early break at the Kazoo Club?
I'm trying to think. I'm Morgan.
Bell and?
Sebastian, of course, yeah.
Yes, they play a stylophone.
Yeah, yeah, they do, they do, they do. Yeah,
there's one in Space Oddity as well. Though.
Yeah. So you don't remember seeing them on stage? You remember them seeing one of those on stage, didn't you?
I don't remember seeing the stylophone. I remember seeing like lots of...
Can I have it?
No, unfortunately not. I just thought they'd immediately see this and connect it with Belle and Sebastian.
Yeah, I didn't, but yeah, I do remember them playing with them, definitely, but...
It is true that Rolf Harris was into these.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was into these big time. So what can you explain about Belle and Sebastian? Did you really give Belle and Sebastian an early break there with the Kazoo Club? What was a Kazoo Club there?
There was a place in Glasgow called... called the 13th Note, and I used to stick bands on there. I used to have two clubs called the Kazoo Club and the 99p Club, and the Kazoo Club was free, and the idea was that bands would just come down and play for sort of like a bit of beer, and then people wouldn't have to pay, but we would sort of like give them amps to play with and stuff. And the 99p Club, we just charged a quid to get in, and everybody from the band got the money, and it was just a good sort of environment. Lots of people got together, and it was a good scene.
Because I was fascinated to learn that Alex was on the scene early in the Scottish scene, wasn't he there?
I suppose so.
Like giving Belle and Sebastian a break.
But you don't know anything about
it. I thought you were brand new.
But you don't know anything about
it. I know you want this. I know you want this. And I know you're not that. Is he a big Belle and Sebastian fan?
He is. He loves
it. Are you really? But you didn't notice that they played these on stage.
Damn you. I did.
No, caught on film. Were you sleeping during their gigs?
Oh, shit.
Believe me, some people have, haven't they?
I think we fell asleep.
The stylophone solo. But,
winding up here with Franz.
Ferdinand.
Nan, I wanted to ask you about Belle and Sebastian. I mean, in all seriousness, the importance of Belle and Sebastian, is it true they have, like, treasure hunts and stuff like that? Like, secret games that they play with their audience?
Yeah, they go for picnics and things with their audience and stuff like that, yeah. They have a lot of fun.
Have you thought about doing anything like that?
Maybe in the summer.
Yeah, no, it's not picnic weather just now, is it?
Who is Rob C. Nesbitt?
Rob
C. Nesbitt.
Again.
And how is he important to Scotland?
He's missed out on all that. He's the caricature of a certain character that is prevalent in Glasgow.
Now, is that like all people in Glasgow and Scotland? And how would you describe him to people that don't know him?
Everybody in Govan at least looks like that.
No, how would you describe Rob C. Nesbitt?
It's so not true. He's an exceptional character that you sometimes come across in Glasgow.
Caricature.
He wears a string vest which is stained with food and beer and sick, and he has a Daily Record in one pocket, which is a tabloid newspaper of Scotland. Usually has a drink. He's usually drunk and shouting his world views at the world. So,
It's like a caricature of like pub bores, you know, people that sort of like think that their opinion is the be all end all of everything.
Are you guys the new Rob C. Nesbitt or Franz Ferdinand the new Rob C. Nesbitt?
I think so.
Because people are listening to you all over the world.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know who Rob C. Nesbitt was, so we can obviously we're not.
But you inspired me to check out to see who he was.
Oh, that's
thank
nice.
You, Franz Ferdinand. Actually, it made me say what. You guys really like the word what, don't you?
What?
Yeah. I heard that you like the word what.
Really, who said that?
He said just put what in front of everything.
Oh,
like
oh,
what,
yeah,
Nes?
Yeah.
That's your thing. To go what?
Yeah. We did that once.
Did we?
Oh, what?
Oh, right, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What was going on?
What?
What? You like the word what? I was just saying you like the word what. Like, you told people to use the word what. When in doubt, use the word what.
Yeah, so like, if you want to doubt something, then what's a good prefix?
Franz Ferdinand here, winding up. You guys are called Franz.
Fur.
De.
Nan.
Duh. Now, have you been confused with anybody else? Like, with Rio Ferdinand. Like, there's a soccer player called Rio Ferdinand, like the brother of, have anything like that?
Everybody's confused in Glasgow.
He's got the legs as well.
He's like a guy that conveniently forgot to take a drug test and got suspended for 8 months.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Franz Ferdinand. Do people think you're Franz? Or, like, do you think you're related to Rio Ferdinand, the soccer player, football player?
There's a tribute band, Rio Ferdinand, which is a tribute to Rio Speed. Wagon and Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
R.E.O. Ferdinand.
Ah. Is that Carney's thing, is it?
I've no idea. I've never heard of them in my life until yesterday.
Is that the same people behind like the Different Strokes, all those like different tribute bands?
Yeah, that's right. The Different Strokes and the...
Different Stripes. And the Morrissey like Miners, the new one. Where children singing Smith songs.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what a Morris Minor is?
Yes, the car.
Yeah, well, he's got the Morrissey Miners.
Did you tell him about that when you interviewed him?
No, we didn't. We forgot to mention it. I think he would have been into that.
That's amazing about you guys, you Franz Ferdinandish type people are, is that I was told that you were Dadaists. You were Dadaists.
Oh, we
Dada art schoolists.
We're not Dadaists.
Like, I heard that you were Dadaists, like art school guys. But you are so cute and cuddly.
All the Dadaists are dead. Like, we like Dada. Like,
but you're so friendly. You're not like Dada art schoolish type people.
We like the aesthetic of Dada. Texts.
But I think always people have this, like, misconception that anybody connected with art is going to be like pretentious and stuck up their own ass, but that's not the case at all. Like, everybody I know, that's all the artists I know are really down to earth. So, yeah.
Anybody that knows the Thanes is a friend of mine. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Franz Ferdinand?
What?
Great connection. Canada.
I thought our sound man also does Manitoba, who are an excellent band, and they're from Canada.
Who are also on Domino Records.
Yeah.
Who is?
Which connects to Franz Ferdinand. More Canadian connections.
I see. My in the art school in Glasgow, the wood technician who makes all the stretchers, his daughter emigrated to Canada. He comes here every summer.
Wow! More oozing out. Any last Canadian connection? You got to have one. Come on.
I can't think. The only one I can remember is my sister's my girlfriend's parents were on holiday in Canada last year.
that'll work Franz Ferdinand.
Keep on coming, don't they? We're practically Canadian.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank you.
And
thank
conquering you. The charts.
Oh, thank you.
Even though Jet are number one in Canada.
Are they?
Yeah, so it's time for you to displace them.
Good luck for them.
Franz Ferdinand. If Franz Ferdinand, the shooting of Franz Ferdinand caused World War I, right?
That's true.
So, there would be no what if there was no band Franz Ferdinand?
No interview?
Yeah, ba-boom! That is true. Thank you for creating that.
That's a pleasure.
Well, thanks much, Franz Ferdinand. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doodaloo doo.
Doot doot.
Great. That's it. Yeah.
Cheers.